Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You made sure to shave. You made sure to trim, shave. It's a big episode.
I got hair under my neck.
Okay. I should have cleaned myself up.
I literally got a haircut for this.
For the dude,
this is such a big episode for me.
Should I go shave real quick?
No, we don't have time. No, dude,
I should have done hair and makeup. Let me see if I can call somebody.
Literally
in
call
to come
Alicia
glam.
And Remy's glam team. They'll be there. In 5 minutes.
Damn. Yeah, it's an emergency.
Dude, I know you're very exhausted, but dude, can I tell you how exhausted I am real quick before you get to your exhaustion?
I would love to hear it.
Bro, I just flew it. Dude, so you know I've been like a world traveler
yeah.
these past like few weeks? Pretty insane for the holidays. I just flew in yesterday just so we could film these episodes, and then I'm right off to
Australia. You're going back to Florida?
No, I'm going to Australia.
Okay.
Bitch, we are having an Outback type motherfucking New Year's, you know what I'm saying? We're getting crazy.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, so, and we'll get into all the, my world travel and stuff, and, but it's so funny, I got home last night, and of course, I haven't seen, like, Danielle's been home. She didn't go home for the holidays.
Uh-huh.
If you guys don't know, Danielle is my roommate. She's been living with me for the past, like, 3 years, so she's, like, a little sister to me, but I get home, and the whole house completely redone. Every single shelf is different knickknacks. And I was telling her, I'm like, Danielle, this is a problem. She has such an addiction to those fucking shelves. She changes it every week.
There's
like,
some Danielle, Home Goods does shit to girls, man.
It's crazy because Home Goods is the place. She was there yesterday for 3 hours.
Oh yeah, it'll do it.
Looking for replacement knickknacks for shit that we already got. We already bought them.
Zane, and it's not something that's usable. It's decorative things that sit on top of books.
Exactly. I understand if they were like, you know, we're using it. It's a kitchen stuff or kitchen devices.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But these are
electronic
just,
things.
These are knickknacks that no one else is going to pay attention to but you, Danielle. You're the only one that's like really looking at this shit. And I get it. Like, you know, there is an art to like what you need to have on the shelf to make it like all work. Mm-hmm. But it already looked good. I'm like, Danielle.
It's like the giant jack. Like, you know, the jacks, it's like the little silver thing. And it's just like, you prop it up on top of a book.
Exactly.
And mandatory.
This bitch will pop an Adderall and spend 11 hours on a shelf. 11 hours. And then she'll like send me a picture like, does this look good? I'm like, Danielle, it's looked good.
It
two months
good
ago.
Before you
I was like, Danielle, I wish you could like put your time into something like else. But I know she has a lot of fun doing this, but I'm like, God damn, Danielle.
You know what though, Zane? I get it because I'm kind of neurotic like that too.
You're not neurotic with shelves like that though. I feel
I love decorating. I love setting stuff up, arranging books in a certain order. Like there's something you know, satisfying.
I get it.
It's cathartic.
Cathartic?
Mm-hmm.
I grew up half my life cathartic. I got baptized, communion, confirmed.
That's
in
Catholic.
In the cathartic.
The cathartic church?
Yeah, I used to go to the cathartic church.
The cathartic circle. Yeah.
I didn't know what the hell was going on. Ooh.
It's right
know,
next
I
to...
I didn't know what was going on in there, but...
It's right next to Australia.
What?
The cathartic.
The cathartic? Oh, the ocean? The cathartic ocean?
Yeah.
And the specific ocean?
But yeah, no, I get it. She likes the things and Home Goods, man. It's a money suck. It'll get you.
It is. She found good stuff in there, though. I also got two little knickknacks from from Sweden, which we'll talk about later, but got a little two knickknacks from Sweden. Really cute. I got myself a little goat.
Okay.
Because, you know, I fuck with goats heavy.
Really?
Yes, I fuck with goats heavy. He was even a goat.
He was a goat for Halloween.
Oh, true.
There's something about goats that, like, really... I'm not, like, a goat fucker. Like, you don't, like, I'm not, like, weird, but I just, like, I find
Zane,
goats
so
fascinating.
You're leaning a little bit into...
Goatism?
In an interesting
Satanic?
Territory.
Like, oh, Satan shit?
It could be. It could be very, you know, Baphomet.
What are these big words?
Nah, you got to see Baphomet. You got to see Baphomet.
Baphomet, he's this guy.
This guy.
Oh my God.
As above,
God,
so below.
That's like, damn, that's really, dude, they did such a good job making goats look evil as fuck.
I know, they're so cute, but they could also be used as like a very demonic. Yeah.
You know what? I feel like the eyes have something to do with it. I feel like people saw the goat eyes and like demonic.
Oh, they freaked me the
square,
fuck out.
Square eyes, demonic.
And they poop pebbles. It's kind of weird.
You know who else poop pebbles?
Guilty. Zane, you never told me about your.
I can't. That
bad.
No. Like Heath, I can't.
It's that bad.
You know how we really get into like the pee pee poo poo talk on this podcast. I don't think this is way too far.
I think people would boycott this podcast.
Zane, I admitted on this podcast to leaning over the toilet with my shirt covering it, so all I could do was huff.
No, Heath, it's much worse than that.
It's so worse.
But you know what? It is the same territory. The thing is, the only way I can really go into the stories, I have to go into detail because it's so fucking insane. But going into detail will make everybody again boycott this show, and they'll like go against me, and I feel like I'll be all over Reddit, and I'll just be,
tell me on the unwind, because I still don't know what happened. Like, you haven't told me anything.
Heath is good.
Heath is good. He's like, how can we plug the Patreon?
No, Zane, I think the only other time we've plugged the Patreon like that was another poop thing. See the picture of your, or hear the diarrhea attack that you had.
Yes, Heath. But it wasn't mine, though. So that's why we were like, okay, we're talking. But we did show it, which was fucking awesome. But you know what? Since you guys are here right now, patreon.com/...
Zane and Heath.
Zane and Heath.
Oh, that's how long it's been since we've plugged it.
Promoted it. But guys, it is so fun on there. Again, we do bonus episodes every month. We do unwinds for every episode, which we just started doing for some reason. We don't even put it it's not on the subscription thing of like what we promise to deliver. We just deliver it every week.
That's what we do, baby. Because like UPS, baby, shit get delivered.
Exactly. Mm. And you know what? It's pretty much a mini episode every week. It used to be just like kind of literally an unwind, but it's starting to become like episodes
sometimes. And it also feels like we could get into things that we wouldn't on the show.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Like, so, a little bit, you know,
risque.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And you know what? So if you think about it, we do post 5 episodes a month.
Yeah, you get an extended cut of every single podcast episode, early access.
For $5 a month? Free.
Come on now.
It is unheard of. Unheard of.
Plus, we got another little mouth to feed.
Exactly. So make sure to subscribe right now, please. Right now.
You keep looking at your old camera.
Yeah, I'm in Matt's seat. I don't know. I'm trying to switch it up today. But I also can see Jared perfectly from this seat. So I'm going to, you know, we're just changing shit up this year.
Yeah.
Again, we have another mouth to feed. We're in a new set. We got new lights. We got new TVs. We got new cameras.
I got purple behind me.
We got a new girl coming in 20 minutes. Like, it's a lot of new shit. And we have to catch up. But
I've never seen Zane so hyped. I think Mariah getting pregnant like really sparked something in you.
No, you want me to be honest with you?
Yeah.
It's my haircut.
Oh.
I was having a really bad day until I got my haircut. And then I forget that you see my haircut right now. It looks really nice. It looks really clean. And I'll get this once, and then I'll grow it out for the next like 8 months, and I forget that I like this haircut until I do it again. I'm like, bro, you got like my haircut guy. I'm like, you got to remind me that like I actually like this haircut, and we got to keep doing this haircut every time mm-hmm. I come in, because then I always want to grow it out, and I start looking homeless and shit, and it really brings down my mood. And then I'm just like, what is it? Like, why don't I like feel good? It's because I need to get these haircuts again.
It's an instant mood boost. I get it. I'm the same.
And I feel like it thinned me out too. Like I just look, I feel thinner. Like I feel mm-hmm. snatched. And so I just got to like you know, I also just took my Zoloft. I took a little Vyvanse this morning. So like we're really kicking shit off, you know, like it's.
And you busted out a quarter zip.
I did. Where's my matcha? Where the fuck is my matcha? Man. But yeah, so guys, this is going to be an exciting episode. Heath
this is gonna be crazy.
Big news. Oh, we kind of already said it, right? But Heath has really big news for all of us. And we know Matt's not here, but we're going to get Matt on FaceTime because he is with his family during the holidays right now. Right, it's like still like the holidays right now.
Today's the 28th.
We're literally popping into the studio just to record real quick to get back to our holiday break.
Yep.
But we're going to call Matt. So, because it's again, a big reveal that we're about to do and it's very exciting. So let's roll the intro.
Here we go.
And
you ready?
Let's have the best episode ever, baby.
Come on now. It's coffee time, baby.
Woo. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
And we have Jared too. Hi, Jared.
Hi, I'm Jared.
just say hi, Jared. You know, just do it. Hello. You're part of the intro. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Thank you for coming here again. You know, it's the new, is this the new year?
When this episode comes out, yeah.
Yep. What's today's date?
It is the 28th.
It's the 28th?
Yeah.
This episode comes out the 28th?
Oh, no.
Like this episode, when does it come out? January 2nd?
January 5th / 6th.
Oh, January. Oh, wow. Okay, well, happy
new year.
Hope
you guys had an amazing new year.
Happy new year. It's 2026. This is, I know I say this every year, but Heath, I think this is my year.
This is the one.
Yeah, it's because of this haircut.
That haircut's doing too much for you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I need to tone it down a bit. But it's a new year and, you know, with a new year, we got new faces to show. And that's so right. I think, is it time?
I think it might be.
Is it time?
should I start out just bringing him on?
Do you want to do like a little intro? Like, I know everyone's,
there's so much to go over, just everything with the birth, the experience. But you know, being with him, like,
you know what? Let's get Matt on the scene.
Okay.
Before we really get into it. He might not have much time. He might have like only 5 minutes. So the most important parts, Heath, get in that 5 minutes. All right.
Oh,
and
okay.
And then we'll fill Matt in when he's back.
Oh yeah. He's going to have 1,001 questions.
I know.
Let me tell Mariah to bring him down.
Even when conversations get unfiltered and the jokes move fast, taking care of mental health can still fit into everyday life. Talkspace connects you with a dedicated licensed therapist in your state through private messaging, live video, or audio sessions. Choose a flexible plan that fits your schedule and make support part of your daily routine. Need a different provider? You can switch seamlessly at no extra cost. Talkspace offers care for individuals, teens, and couples with thousands of licensed therapists, psychiatrists, and nurse practitioners across all 50 states. Plans start at $69 per week, and most insured members receive Talkspace for free. Support is available every day, at any time, so help can meet you where life happens. Talkspace is in network with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off of your first month when you go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80. That's SPACE80. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
All right, so Matt is on right now. Say hi, Matt.
Hi.
We are waiting for Mr. or Mrs. Hussar to bring down the little bugger.
Baby Hussar, I am so stoked. I cannot wait to meet this baby.
I cannot believe that Heath has a baby. It is so insane. I might tear up again.
I know.
I haven't seen Mariah in forever, too. I wonder if she'll be on here.
Yeah, I wonder that, too.
She has a bob. That baby's probably crying. Imagine crying.
Give me up.
They're doing glam on him.
A full,
you know, Mariah's making him look perfect. Oh my! Wait! Oh my God!
Shut up,
Heath! Oh my gosh, Heath! Praise be, baby Hussar! Welcome to the world.
Oh my God, he's precious. He literally looks like Mariah and you, which is so weird.
I know, it's a perfect combination.
It's going to be so fun as he's growing to see like what ends up like what features are coming from you and what features are coming from Mariah.
I know. It's always crazy how it happens like that. Oh my gosh, his little socks too, his little yellow socks matching the chair. Oh, are you kidding me?
Oh, he's missing his matcha. Oh, he looks so adorable. He's so tiny. You look bigger in the pictures.
He looks great on you, Heath. He looks so good.
Oh, his little ears. Oh, who's that? I just saw somebody in the corner. Is that you, Mariah? Mariah's PR for him. She's like, we're gonna have to cut that.
There he is. That's him. Wow. His first appearance.
He's so cute.
He just ate. Oh.
Oh no, he's eating it up.
He's got the mullet flow going out the back. It's insane. Full head of hair.
Matt, you can't even hear him.
No, I can't, but
he's saying he has like the mullet on the back of his head.
He's born got with a the crazy mullet. Head of
How
hair.
Perfect.
He's saying he has a lot of hair.
Oh, I bet.
Blessed be. All right, Heath, do you want to tell everybody the name of the little sucker?
All right, everybody. That right there was Antonio Carl Hussar. we call him Tony. There's a little Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
I love it. Dude, honestly, I was not expecting that. I had about five other names in my head.
Dude, us either. I thought you were I'll give you the whole rundown of everything, how the name happened. He was born for 2 days. We were in the hospital, still didn't have a name. And they were like, you got to fill out the birth certificate, like, if you want to go home.
So Matt, they didn't have the name picked out yet. Like until last minute, that baby was out already and they were about to leave. And they're like, you have to sign this birth certificate. And there has to be a name.
Well, it is a perfect name. I'm so glad you went with your gut instinct at the end. Baby Antonio, baby Tony. I can't. Oh, praise me.
As soon as they told me, I was like, oh my God, Tony the Tiger.
Matt, I'm so bummed you weren't here for this episode. I know you're in Birmingham right now, but we had to get you on FaceTime and show you the little squirt.
Sorry, Matt can't hear Heath because of the headphones, but he just
tell him I'll give him the lowdown.
He'll give you the lowdown later.
Oh, of course. You guys take your times. You guys take your time. Heath, you look great as a dad, buddy. Man, I am so thrilled for you. Enjoy all of it, man.
Thank you.
All right, well, you have fun in Birmingham, and we will see you soon, Matt.
I cannot wait to dive in. I have all the questions on everything of how it all went down.
Yes.
Heath, Mariah, big cheers to you guys. You guys are going to be fantastic parents. I am thrilled. Baby Tony, welcome to the world.
Oh, baby Tony.
Welcome to the world, baby.
Oh, I love it. All right.
Tell the family we said hi, buddy. And enjoy the holidays. We'll see you soon.
Of course.
All right, bye.
Bye, Matt.
Look at all that hair coming out the back.
It's crazy.
I know. I feel like he didn't have that much hair the first day.
Oh, he came out like this. It's insane.
Oh, my God. He's going to have such good hair. Oh, my God. I have to pluck some of those hairs out for my head.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Woo! I'm seeing is a hair bank. Ooh! Tony, you're going to give me some of that.
So crazy. It's like, he's got good hair.
He's like my sister's keeper, but my...
for hair transplant.
my nephew's keeper. But it's
Brotherhood
for
of the
follicles.
Traveling plugs. Just like,
oh, he's gonna have a good buddy. Head of hair. I'm so jealous.
I know.
Oh man.
Look, he's so small.
Yeah, he's teeny tiny.
I just can't believe that you're like responsible for a little human now.
I know. I was already freaking out for them over a cat, but now they got a baby.
Yeah, I gotta fill you in about the whole interaction with Dean and Tony. There's so much to cover.
I hope they're good. I hope
they're
good. I hope he's not jealous.
There.
Okay, good. Because I know pets get very jealous when a new baby comes into town. Oh my God.
Did that whoop you? Are you tired? Too much camera time?
Oh, that's literally like, dude, after 10 minutes of camera time, I'm done.
Yeah, that's how you get Zane.
Yeah, he got that from me. Wow. Okay, well, thank you, Tony, for making an appearance. Mariah, thank you so much.
Sorry
for bringing him on. Mariah, can you give one little wave with your hand? Give the people what they want.
Oh,
guys, I was telling when I was talking to them when I saw the baby for the first time out, I was telling them, I was like, oh fuck, I might actually move to Nashville.
You have to.
Like, can
you
we do it? No, because I wasn't like before the baby. I was like, no, I can't. Like, I got to stay here. But now I'm like, But I have a baby too. You know what I mean? Like I have to go. I have to take care of it because they're going to need someone to take care of it when they're busy.
Exactly.
I gotta set my priorities straight. I'm an adult. I'm 34 years old. You know what I mean? I'm 34. I have to.
No, you're not.
I am 34.
Here we go.
33. 33. Oh my God. 33. I'm 33. You know, I'm old. I gotta prioritize like what's important in my life. So
and that's Tony.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. you have a studio
he
there.
Needs you.
Imagine Heath, I moved there in a month. We built this whole studio for Matt. For Matt and Jared. And it's me and you.
Oh, I want to go to Nashville.
Okay,
come on down.
We're going to have to move the whole set.
I'm bringing everybody with me.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Well, Heath, how does it feel? Everybody Dude, is probably wondering, how does it feel being
it is,
a father?
It is unreal. It, like, you know, you hear people talking about it and trying to explain it. It is so hard to put in words because it is unlike anything I've ever felt in my entire life. Like, a part of you becomes unlocked that never existed.
Yeah.
And you change. Like I am a different person. It is so weird. Like I'm about to get like emotional right now and start I've cried every day since he's been born.
Okay, so I was surprised because the few times I've talked to you and yeah. right now I'm surprised I have not seen you cry because in my head was like you're gonna cry every moment we talked and you had that insane. Baby in your arms, but I'm sure you got it all out those couple days.
No, it still keeps coming. It's a never ending waterfall. Yeah.
He gives you like the baby gives you any sort of like either grabs your finger or looks at you for like more than 2 seconds.
It'll take you out. It'll take you out, man.
Wow.
And then like waking up on Christmas morning and just like, bro, it is wild. It's so wild. And just like the love for Mariah, like seeing her throughout everything. Dude, she's awesome.
Yeah.
I can hear it in your voice.
She's the best, man. She's an unbelievable mom. And it's crazy. Shit just gets real, dude.
Yeah.
It's wild. It's crazy. I can't even like put it into words. Dude, she's a rock star. She crushed it.
Didn't even feel it. Didn't even pop that thing out. She's like, it's out.
Yeah, she was a trooper. I'll start from the beginning, I guess. So Mariah has like a very high pain tolerance and like just super nonchalant about everything.
Mm-hmm.
We went almost a week past her due date. So he was born on the 19th. Due date was the 13th. So that whole week we were just kind of sitting around just like waiting, like, is it going to happen? Like, do you feel anything? Like, what's going on? And it was just nothing, nothing, nothing. And then one night we were like chilling on the couch and, she like got up, she went to go to the bathroom and she comes back and we were watching a show. She comes back, she sits next to me and she's like, I think my water broke.
I was like, so just nonchalant. Yeah. The whole process.
I was like, you think? She was like, I think so. I was like, how do you feel? She's like, fine. I was like, why are you like, I'm about to freak out. Why are you not freaking out right now?
Please tell them what you guys were doing in the moment. Cause it like truly nonchalant. You guys are watching a show and
yeah, we were just watching a show.
Didn't she say her water broke? And then she was like, oh, we can finish this episode though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like, hold on, let's get into the good part.
That's so insane.
It was wild. So we just kept watching TV. And then
she just put a towel under her. She's like, yeah, no, it's fine.
So they were just like hanging out and she's like, I guess I'll just wait and see if I like feel anything. And then I was like, let's just call.
Doctor, midwife.
Midwife. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, let's just give them a heads up. Let them know like it happened, whatever. So we call and she was like, I think my water broke. And the lady was like, we like explained everything that was going on. And I think just because of how nonchalant Mariah was, the lady was like, I think you just peed. And Mariah was like, no. No, I didn't. She was like, well, I keep monitoring it, but I think it's pee. And Mariah was like, okay.
What day was this?
That was the 18th.
The 18th.
Yeah, at 10 o'clock at night. So we just kept hanging out for a bit. And I was like, let's just keep an eye, just see how you're feeling. We end up going to bed. And I wake up at like 4:30 in the morning. Mariah was like, hey. I was like, yeah. I was like, you feel okay? And she was like, yeah, I think I'm starting to feel a little something. If you want to go ahead and shower, we'll just start getting ready for the day just to, you know, get ready. Just in case.
It wasn't even get ready for the hot. It was just like.
No, just like, just so I could be up with her because she was like feeling some sort of like contractions.
Yeah.
It was still pretty chill. Like she wasn't like in pain or anything like that. So I take a shower. We're hanging out and she's like. Are you hungry? I was like, I kind of just want like a coffee. I was like, I can order something real quick. I was like, oh shit. Starbucks doesn't open till 5. It's 4:30. I was like, let me order. She's like, yeah, just order it. We'll wait till it gets here. So we're just sitting around waiting for coffee. And then I was like, oh crap. I gotta go do ad reads. So I come down to the basement. I'm here filming ad reads. Mariah's upstairs. She's vacuuming, cleaning. I go back up. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I don't want to come home to a dirty house just in case we go to the hospital. I was like, true. Yeah. So we just like start picking up the house, doing dishes, cleaning counters. Like 5:30 rolls around and we're like timing them. It's happening like every 15 minutes. And then it starts getting closer, the contractions, and it was like every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So we're still waiting. And it's still like not bad at this point. Then it was like 6:30. 6:30, they started getting like every 3-4 minutes.
Okay.
And she was like, ooh, okay, I'm kind of feeling it now. So we get in the car, we drive over there, we get to the hospital, and I'll try to make it short just because there's so much to it. I'll just like kind of speed run this story.
Do you want to just like rush it to the end and then we'll go into detail next episode, or do you want to go just fully into detail now?
So basically we'll just speed run this real quick. We'll have Mariah come on and do like a full thing.
Because but, no guys, there is so much that they like went through.
Dude, it was crazy.
I could not believe it. It's really good though. So guys, definitely make sure to tune in the next episode because it is so like insane.
So we get to the hospital, we get, you know, checked in, whatever. And they bring her into like this first entry room type thing just to like see how you're doing.
Yeah.
Check your blood pressure, things like that. And the lady goes to check and she's like, oh, you're pretty much you're pretty much there. You're 7 centimeters right now. You did a lot of the a lot of the pushing, I guess, at home. And we're like, no way. Like you're basically there. You're like so close. So they do the blood pressure, take some blood, and they're like, okay, we'll get you up to a delivery room and just start getting ready. We get to the delivery room, everything's good, and they're like, hey, could you, her paperwork's not filled out downstairs, could you run down real quick and just make sure she, like, everything's fully checked in and right?
Yeah.
So I go back down, and the lady's there, she's like, asking me questions, and we just, basically just like her address, phone number, everything like that would be on file, whatever.
Yeah.
We go through everything and I go back up the elevator to go to the floor that she's on. And they're like, are you here for room 12? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, dude, she's about to deliver. You need to go. And I was like, so I run down, I'm sprinting down the hallway. I get to the room and it is full blown starting. Like it's happening. And dude, it was the most incredible thing I've ever been able to experience.
Did like, you almost pass out?
She didn't almost pass out. She was doing great.
No, like, you.
Oh, me?
Because I know, dude, it's like hard for you to like see that.
I get super queasy with like anything that has to do with that, but literally didn't cross my mind. You're just so hyper-focused and in the zone. You're just so present. Like, I don't even... It went by so fast also that your brain didn't even have time to comprehend. We got to the hospital at 7. got up to the room at 7:15. I went down for 5 minutes to do the paperwork. Baby was out at 7:30.
This is a lot quicker than like what I'm imagining in my head.
Zane, when we got to that room and they told me to go down to do paper, I'm like, okay, I hear labor could last like 3 hours, 4 hours.
Even 10 hours.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm downstairs getting checked in. The lady's like, oh, Fort Lauderdale number. And I was like, yeah. She's like, I used to work at Plantation Hospital. I was like, I was born at Plantation Hospital. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So like,
wild. So we're just sitting down there chatting. Meanwhile, Mariah's up there pushing. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm so glad.
Meanwhile, she's like, why the fuck is he?
Get my husband. Dude, if I would have missed it, I think I would have killed somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Especially especially just to go down to do paperwork. Right. You're there.
Crazy.
You just got to do the paperwork real quick.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I got up and just held her hand, talked her through it. And all of a sudden, next thing we know, Tony's coming out and just being placed on her chest. And it was just like the most unreal experience. Words will not do it justice. It is so beautiful.
Did you take your shirt off?
No, I didn't take my shirt off. But I did cut the umbilical cord.
Yeah. Wow. Ooh. Fun.
Crazy.
Cool.
They didn't warn me that it was going to like squirt. That was a surprise.
Oh my God. Heath, you're like literally a surgeon.
Yeah. I did my thing. Cool. They clamped it and they were like, just cut right between them. Sick. I was like, oh, okay.
And she doesn't feel that, right?
No.
That's so crazy how you don't feel placenta. That. What?
That umbilical cord is attached to the placenta.
Yeah. No, I know. I just like, it's just so, I find it hard to like, it's hard to wrap my head around that. Like, she does not feel that. Yeah. Like, that cut.
It's crazy.
Oh, is it because it's numb or just it's, no. Never mind.
It's not actually attached to her.
Right, oh, it's attached. Right. Oh, so the baby feels it. That's probably why that baby's fucking crying so loud because it fucking feels.
It's like getting your tail cut off, like a cat and the tail stepped on.
What was the most painful part of your life? Back when I was being my born.
Umbilical cord.
When they cut the umbilical cord, that shit hurts.
Insane. Wow.
Okay, well, you definitely did a short version of that because I know there's a lot more.
Zane, but, I know it's but, killing me no, not but, to go yeah, into
I'm
it, but we'll
say
it.
That much. But no, it was. I'm so happy that it went so smooth
super smooth.
Yeah. And that baby's healthy. It. You guys did all your tests.
It's just so weird that like the baby comes out, we go to another room and you're just sitting there with him. Like you're like holding him. He's feeding. You don't give him back. Like normally every time you hold a baby, it's like, okay, here's your baby back.
Yeah. How do you think surrogates feel?
Dude.
Imagine you deliver and you're like, you got to give the baby to the parents.
Oh,
I could not imagine.
You're leaving with a soul. You're leaving with a package, PR package.
So bizarre. But the whole time we're like chilling there, we're in the hospital room and we're like going through the names that we had on the list and like nothing is sticking. We just like can't come to like, not even an agreement. We liked all the names we had, but just there was not one that was just like, that's it. So we waited and waited and we're going back and forth.
How stressed were you like trying to get that? Because obviously there's like a time.
Yeah, it was getting stressful because they kept asking because like they had to like fill things out. I had to do the birth certificate and they're like, did we come up with a name yet? And I was like, no, we're still working on it.
Dude, they're probably like, y'all, they need to pick up
her before they get a baby
Johnson, before they get a baby Johnson attached. Dude, but yeah, no, that name is perfect. It's crazy because it didn't cross. I'm pretty sure it didn't cross any of our minds, especially everybody listening. But that girl, some girl posted a TikTok and she put a list of names and I'm almost positive one of the names were Tony.
Really?
But I don't think we ever talked about it. Because you never brought that name up. I don't think we've ever brought that name up ever on this show. So I don't know how that girl came up with name.
So we were sitting there. Mariah's mom flew in immediately. When she got there, we were like going through it, trying to like talk about like what the name could be. And we started talking about, I was like, I really like family names, like stuff that have like keeping it in the family, like not just like a new random one type thing.
Yeah.
And Mariah's great-grandfather is named Antonio. And okay. we were like,
okay, that makes
Tony
more
would
sense
be now. Cute. Because we liked Tony. That was on the list.
Huh.
And we were like, Antonio is like really cool. And then my grandfather's name is Carl. And we were like, oh, Tony Carlo. That would be sick. And like, I wanted to do Carlo, but my grandpa is Carl with a K.
Yeah.
Carlo with a K just like looked funny written out. So we're just like, okay, we'll keep it Carl. But we can call him Tony Carlo.
Yeah, I'm going to call him Tony Carlo.
That's a it just, sick ass name.
He just like, sounds like a race car driver. Oh, here comes Tony Carlo making a pass.
I'm sorry.
And that Tony Carlo takes the lead.
I'm going to get you that Instagram handle. I know you're not going to think about it, but I know it's going to be
oh my gosh.
Later.
I should grab that now before it's too late.
Here, I'll grab it and then you can pay me for it.
Okay.
Damn it, there's already one. It's C, right?
His name is with a K.
Oh, wait, with a K? But
it's Carl. Is the official name.
But yeah.
I feel like he's going to want to. It's already taken.
Mm.
By this freaking goose. He posts AI photos. I feel like he should be banned.
It's bullshit. I'll report him. Don't worry.
Don't, yeah. I got you.
We'll get the handle.
For your Christmas present, I'll hit
okay. Yeah, go hit your rep.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. Amazing. Perfect. I can't think of one thing to like. Pick at just a
that's good. That's good.
It's perfect. Name is yeah, perfect. No.
As soon as we said the name, Mariah and I just started bawling, and like knew immediately that was it. Like we said it out loud. We looked at each other, and simultaneously, just started crying. And we're like, okay, so that's funny. It. Like we just knew.
So
and like
cool.
that's the experience we wanted for it. Because like there was no like we would say the other names. And I was just like, okay, that could be it. It's a cool name. But like as soon as we said that, we were like, damn, that's it.
That's how we felt when we came up with Pretty Unfiltered. We're like, damn. And then when it was taken away from us, damn.
Started crying again.
Wow. Mm. That's amazing. Oh my, well, I like cannot wait to
Dude, man. I can't wait for you guys to meet him.
Oh
You're gonna
God.
Die.
It's gonna happen. I just don't know when. And like I like what date is that gonna be?
It's a great question. I want it ASAP.
Yeah, I'm going to put that in my Instagram bio. I'm going to put that date. the day I meet him.
Zane makes Tony's birthday his password for his phone.
I'm his first. I make his first fan edit page. Oh,
but
man.
Dude, Zane, it's so wild. Like when we got to leave the hospital, like you just walk out with him in his carrier. They help
Yours,
you like
right?
load
or
him
they
into
give
the,
you one.
You have to bring your own.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
They help you load him in the car. And then that's it. I have never been so stressed and focused and proper while driving since my driver's test.
I bet.
I was 10-2 the entire time. Doing the speed, like just every turn, I was laser focused.
It's like driving someone else's car.
Yeah.
Dude, like I felt so like I was scary. Driving a Pagani.
Yeah.
I was no. like, dude, and like, everything hits you like the way your parents are.
Yeah.
Dude, semis next to me, my heart was
Scary.
Racing.
Yeah.
I was like, get these people away. Get them away. Dude, I turned into like this, the protector that comes out in you is unexplainable.
I genuinely I would be way too scared to drive around with him. Like, yeah. I think a whole year, unless he has a doctor's appointment, I don't think that. I'm driving around with my
because
newborn baby.
I know the car seat is padded. It's got the straps and everything, but I'm still like, they're so fragile.
It's just other people are stupid. It's just scary. Yeah.
But we did take him to his first Italian restaurant.
Oh, damn. Oh, so you're
he's starting young.
The dirty eye restaurant. Don't bring him around.
Yeah. Wait, so we took him out. We went to
which restaurant did you go to?
Yeah, we went to this place called Little Hats. They got like a little market. We just got some like little goodies. We're pushing him in the stroller. There's like a little courtyard area. So we just sat there, gave him a bottle. He was chilling.
Wow. You guys are
dude,
like
he is,
full blown.
He's such a good baby though.
Yeah.
Man, like such a good baby.
Well, what's like the crying? Because I know a lot of babies are really good with the crying. They don't cry a lot, but then some babies like cry a lot when they're first.
Some babies, they have something called colic. You could have like a colicky baby and they cry nonstop, like
oh, okay.
23 hours a day.
Got it. And Tony doesn't.
No. He gets a little fussy sometimes when I change his diaper.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we all do.
Yeah.
We all do. I'd be pissed if I was getting my diaper changed.
I'd be a little fussy too if I shit.
Honestly,
my pants.
No, Zane, you would love that shit. You'd be like, wipe it, boy, wipe
it. Oh no, but like, oh, it would also like burn too. Like when you wipe with a wipe like that, and you got like poopy everywhere, it like burn. Shit, burn.
It's crazy though, and like that's another thing. Like, I didn't know how I would be with changing diapers.
Yeah,
you know, you go into it, you're like, oh, that's gross. I don't want to do that again. You don't think about it.
Yeah, it's like
it is a part of you that you don't like. You're just like, okay.
You know why? Because you love your baby. There's fucking parents out there that push these babies out and they don't even fucking like the baby.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's why they get annoyed and piss at the baby. And then it carries on to like throughout their whole childhood.
And then they shrink them.
Zane's going like, through therapy sorry. Right now. This episode's brought to you Zane's, by BetterHelp.
Zane's having flashbacks.
Like my parents. Yeah, no, my parents were amazing to me. No, sorry. But yeah, no, it did sound like I was like speaking from experience, right? God, just trauma.
I don't get how people can like nobody likes crying. Nobody likes loud noises that you can't stop.
Yeah.
But like people that like shake their baby, I'm like, you gotta be some type of fucked up person.
Wait, what do you mean? Like
shaken baby syndrome to get them to stop crying. A lot of people.
They shake their baby? How does that stop horrible. Them? How does that stop them from crying? That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, it like rattles their brain and it's really sad. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah, it's a really fucked up thing.
Oh, that's terrible.
Like you said, like some people, not that they don't want their baby, but they just like, it's I think it's more of like a patience thing. Like you got to be very patient. Like you have to understand, like they don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're he's a week old.
Yeah. Like, he just showed up.
Yeah.
He just showed up. That's crazy.
But it's the coolest thing, dude. Yeah. Like just like having a hand hold your finger.
It's like my favorite, even like a baby that's not even mine, a baby that I don't even know, when they're holding my finger, there's something like in your heart.
It does something.
Primal.
Yeah.
It's
crazy. It feels good. You're like, oh, wow.
The first time he squeezed my finger, I farted. No. I instantly started crying. Yeah. Dude,
I bet.
I'm also a super emotional person anyway, so it happens pretty easily.
Yeah. I get it, man.
It's definitely a change of pace for sure. Cause you got to feed them every 2-3 hours. You're changing diapers.
Yeah. I'm
watching them like a hawk. Just like staring. I can't stop staring.
Yeah.
I feel so rude. I'm like, sorry, should, sorry. sorry about that.
Baby's just like, just give him some fucking space.
Yeah, dude.
I get it though. I mean, look, I feel like a lot of kids out there probably wish they had a little bit more attention from their parents. So give him as much attention as you want.
Poor little thing's living life like he's got paparazzi following him. Dude, I'm taking his picture. I'm staring. I'm just like all up in his face.
Hey, that's fine, man. If Kardashian kids can do it, he can do it too.
Mm-hmm. You know? My little Nepo baby.
Yes. okay. Leah is here now. Should we have her come on?
Yeah, bring her on.
All right.
Leah. It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, Coffee Beans, guess who's back? Back again. We have Leon again. Everybody say hi, Leah.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Hi, Leah. Hey. Yeah.
We figured since Heath has a baby now, we figured we'd bring the best nanny in the world. Best nanny in Los Angeles.
No, in the world.
To come maybe give you some tips and tricks on how to take care of a little baby since Leah has done it for so many years, you know?
Okay.
Yes, you have the expert right in front of you.
I'm trying to think.
Have you seen the baby yet?
No.
Do you know the name?
Well, I heard you guys.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here. I'll send you.
I almost said it. I almost said that last time, but I was like, no. That's too obvious.
You guessed that his name was Tony?
Antonio.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking that because I was like thinking Italian names, but I was like, nah, that's like too much of like a... It's a given, right?
Yeah. But don't tell Mariah that.
No, but it's really cute. I like the middle name with it.
Yeah, it's his grandpa's name. Her grandpa's name.
I've always actually loved the name Carl as a first name.
Carl's a good name.
It's like a cute little name. I don't know.
Yeah. But we call him Tony Carlo.
Tony Carlo.
Tony Carlo.
No, that's a name. That's yeah, a good name.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's solid.
I see.
Does he have a bunch of hair?
I saved it in my photo album like a
freak. I imagine.
Zane, you go like this. It's your screen cover, like your background.
It's like my background.
Oh, don't. I will. Little? I'll do it. He's so cute. Wait. Let me.
Thank you.
How's Mariah?
She's doing amazing.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she's recovering very well.
I was like refreshing her page and your page and no one was posting. I was like, I know that baby's here. I texted Zane, yep. I was like, is the baby here? He goes, maybe.
Bro, where is the baby?
He lost the baby.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding. Oh, he's so cute. He's a little Christmas baby.
Yeah.
Heath, I wanted to tell, I think I told you this already, but I'll tell everybody too. The moment I found out that they were going to the hospital, like it's happening, he texted me when I was in Sweden. I was like on our trip to Sweden. And I remember the moment that they told me, I forget, was it you tell?
Right when we got to the hospital, I texted you, it's happening in all caps.
Yes. Okay. You texted me saying it's happening, right? That moment, I was in an ice hotel in Sweden, an ice hotel. So everything was made out of ice, like the beds, the tables, the literally everything. And they had a section in this ice hotel where it was like a chapel, like a church.
Uh-huh.
And I was in the church when I got that texted. As soon as I saw that, I was like, Mariah's going to love this.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Mariah's going to eat this shit up.
Bro, but the chapel looks gorgeous.
It was gorgeous. I told
Zane, 10 out of 10 bleed out spot. Like, unbelievable.
I always feel like you're randomly always around the world. Like, I'll see you in Los Angeles, and then the next day you're like in Japan.
Normally, Sweden. Leah, I'm not around the world. I'm getting a little crazy at the end
maybe
of this
it's
year.
Recently that I feel like I've seen you a lot of places.
He's going to Australia tomorrow.
No, you're not.
Tonight.
Oh, tonight.
Wait, actually. Oh, tonight.
Tonight. Yeah, I leave at like.
Wait, for what?
Just for New Year's.
That's my dream.
Yeah, we're literally.
You don't care about going there. You just want the men.
Yeah.
You just like, you love your Australian guys.
Every dude that she talks to is Australian.
Well, yes, but also Australians are just so fun in general. So it's always been a dream of mine to go for New Year's.
Have you been to Australia?
Yes.
Oh, is it?
It's amazing. Oh, everyone there is so nice.
It's Zane, when you get there.
So hot, and their accents are amazing.
What?
It is so It's hard to explain, but like when you go there, you're like, this is Australia.
Yeah.
No, like it just makes so much sense. You're like, the movies aren't playing it up.
No.
It's
really,
just, it is exactly how you expect it.
Okay. So normally when I go to visit a country, it's not what I was expecting. So, but you're saying
right. It is exactly so Australian. You know, it's Australia.
Does everybody have that accent? Yes. Everybody. Yeah. Wow.
Very thick. I loved Sydney and Bondi the best.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I heard like Bondi Beach is like beautiful. It has like a pool.
I was going to say, have you ever seen that pool? Like it's a lap pool.
Yeah. I didn't know it was until Natalie told me. I was like, no, Heath, have you ever seen a picture where the pool is right on a beach?
No.
Have you ever seen a picture like that?
And you could eat at the restaurant up there and you like look out over the water.
I'm sorry.
What is that?
Sorry, we were talking about goats. Yes, dude, I've seen this picture
but
so many
like
times.
But it's like more incredible in person.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Normally pictures are much better than in person.
It's cool. And damn. Everyone's swimming and hanging out.
But that
water is the ocean water.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It's like
pool?
Yeah.
Oh, it fills it up?
Yeah.
So right? it's like a saltwater pool
okay,
then.
Okay, don't.
I don't think
if
so.
If I'm wrong, my bad, but I'm almost positive because the water flies into it. Like it does.
So it's just sometimes there's ocean water in the pool.
Can we do that just in case?
I don't think there's a pipe that fucking is connected to this pool. I doubt it.
No, not a pipe. It's all ocean water.
No,
yeah,
no.
Look.
Oh, okay.
I was like, maybe I'm wrong.
Damn. Okay, that makes sense. Oh, but like, dude, that would suck. All that shit going in that pool.
That's what I'm saying. What's underneath you?
Imagine just a shark flying in there. The sharks are really bad in Australia,
the jellyfish
right?
Jellyfish are really bad.
Oh.
Oh, there was just like a shark attack there.
Fuck that. You see, I can't.
Just don't go in the, like, yeah.
Does nobody go in the water in Australia? Is that like a thing?
I dove in. We went on this cruise and there's these jellyfish. It was jellyfish sting season and they're the size of your thumbnail, and if they sting you, you start to hallucinate and they have to airlift you out and take you to the hospital.
Zane touches one because he wants to get high.
Yeah, wait, one second. I kind of want to trip out and shit. That could be fun.
So we had to put on wetsuits, but like, yeah, they're like, all right, jump in. And I was like, cool.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. That's fucking insane. Hallucinate from a jellyfish. Imagine that trip.
But they're literally,
you're seeing SpongeBob characters. You're seeing Bikini Bottom.
I think they're like deadly. I don't know.
If you get stung like enough.
Yeah.
Damn. You know what I'm really not looking forward to, Heath? The fucking spiders.
Oh, they're huge.
Have you seen the spiders on TikTok? Oh.
What is it called? The Kingsman spider?
All of them.
Is that the big one? Is that what it's called?
I don't, but Heath. Their small spiders are fucking
and
massive.
And the birds, the magpies. Is that what they're called? And they come down and they whirl.
They'll take the spiders?
No. Oh. No. They'll like, they'll come down at you.
I can't look at spiders. Oh my God.
No, they're everywhere. You'll see them.
There are really cool birds in Australia, though.
And they just fly down at you.
Oh, they attack you?
I think so.
I got attacked by a bird. You know, I got attacked by a bird once. Walking home from elementary school, it was fucking traumatizing.
Well, now you got to have round two.
It probably was a magpie. No, it actually was not a vulture, a crow, a black crow.
Ooh. Interesting.
Game of Thrones type shit. I think that's why. I think like it.
That's
like,
gotta mean something.
I think so too. So I hope a magpie actually, that'd be kind of sick if a magpie, like, you know, just to follow my last bird attack.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to
just don't get attacked by a cassowary.
What is that?
It's a pretty gnarly bird out there. They're crazy.
Whoa. Oh, this thing's a fucking dinosaur.
Holy shit. That literally looks like me when I have no clothes on.
You know, but
insane. No, deadass.
Why can I kind of see it?
Because I have an ostrich body when I'm naked.
What? It's I just have a like, baby
I
body.
Just, it just looks like I look like a big baby.
Just like,
wait, so do I. I look like I have a diaper on.
It's just like
my butt's big.
Something's just off when you look at me.
Every
naked.
Time I get naked, my friend's like, "There's the naked baby."
Why are you naked around your friends?
I'm always naked. I was running naked around my courtyard in my house with the
courtyard,
rain camera.
Like the public.
Well, my friend came in and she had stole my dog, so I ran out naked to go upstairs and grab her. But I look like a naked baby running through the courtyard.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my God, I feel like that's a hard watch.
It's a good watch.
Oh, okay.
All right, ostrich body.
Wow, yeah. But Heath, I'm hoping I don't see one spider out there.
You're gonna. They're literally everywhere.
Yeah,
I know.
Just
I know.
On the walls. But also,
are you guys doing like a zoo or going out into nature at all?
I would love to go to like some sanctuary to see some like
animals. Dude, the zoos are amazing.
I'm down to see those spiders, but I want it like behind a glass. Like I don't want it to surprise me in the middle of the night when I'm like getting out of my bed. Like that would be like, I wouldn't pass.
They were
that.
On my walls, but also I like to stay in hostels and stuff.
It's prone to just
pop up. Yeah,
I'm
sure you're staying somewhere nice.
It is nice.
But they are on
staying.
Like the railings. They're like on, they're out and about.
They're out and about. You'll see it just walking around.
Big, so it's not like you're going to be shocked by it. You'll be like, oh, there's a spider.
Yeah, okay. It's really weird. I think I said this already. I have like my two fears, my big fears are like snakes and spiders, but they're like different fears. Like snakes, I'm scared of it hurting me. But spiders, I'm scared of it, like just the way they look.
It's presence, just them in general.
Their presence is just like, they could not like be venomous or, you know, deadly or whatever. But like, it literally makes me shut down.
Yeah.
Just something about it.
Yeah.
But snakes are like, I'm scared that it's going to wrap around me, put its fangs in me and inject me with like the worst venom and just kill me. Just imagine dying like that.
Oh, no. It's miserable.
Oh my God.
I never understand people who get pet snakes.
Mm-hmm. Why? Like, why are you doing that to yourself?
I know.
And then, like, they look at the tank once, and it's just, like, it's gone.
It's, yeah.
There was a story once that it was, like, this person had a snake, and they were sleeping with it, and the snake was, like, I can't even remember how long, but he was stretching his body out to, like, basically consume a human.
Oh, no.
Oh, like, he was preparing to eat it,
so he was, like, growing, like, to the length of the person's body. That's
not the snake preparing to eat. the snake preparing to eat you.
Dislocated that jaw.
Also,
it was
why
ready
are
to
you
go.
Sleeping with your snake? Come on.
Oh, can you imagine? You wake up, the snake is at the end of your bed preparing to eat you. It's just like
you wake up in the stomach. You're like, what?
Say you look up at the snake.
It's got a little bib on.
You wake up, it's halfway down its throat. You're like, ooh, what's that? Why so tight?
It's like you're fucking
stuck. Holy shit.
Bro, the movie Anaconda wrecked me.
Yeah. When it was like when the alligator was in its body.
It ruined snakes for me.
Yeah. But that's like, that happens though. Like anaconda will eat. What is the biggest thing an anaconda has ever eaten?
That's a good question.
A whale.
Zane asked that like we would know off the top of our head.
Oh, yeah. I'll face it a whale.
The
it
biggest. Went in the water. Also, when I first watched Anaconda, I thought it was like a mythical creature. I thought it was like a fictional creature that they decided to make for a horror movie. I was like, oh, thank God that doesn't exist. And then I researched, I was like, oh, this is real.
You thought it was like a Loch Ness monster?
Yeah. I thought anaconda was literally like a unicorn. It was just, it's a word that we all know, but it's a mythical creature. it was a Jennifer Lopez movie. I was like, oh, thank God.
And LL Cool J, right?
Yeah. Does it still hold up, that movie?
I want to rewatch it because I haven't watched it since I was a kid.
Them graphics are probably shit.
I've never seen it.
They're making a new Anaconda.
Anacondas?
I think it's more of a, I've never seen the original, but I think this one's more of a comedy. It's got like Jack Black and Paul Rudd.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Love Paul Rudd. Is it like, is Snakes on a Plane a comedy movie or do people, it's so bad that it's a comedy?
I think it's so bad it's a comedy.
It's so bad it's a comedy.
Be serious, right?
All right. Like, you know the movie Cocaine Bear? I feel like they've been making more movies like that, like Cocaine Bear. Have you guys ever seen that movie?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I never saw it, but I remember it.
You'd love Cocaine Bear.
It's okay. you would love it.
Was like, you fucking do it. You fucking do it.
Oh, you would love it.
How do you think Heath stays up all night?
On the side table.
No, Heath, it's literally exactly what you think. It is a bit, it's a bear. It's a killing
true
machine.
Story. Based on.
Loosely. I think loosely the bear took based. Cocaine, but I don't think it went past that. But it's a really funny movie. I was really surprised after. I was like, damn, that's a good movie.
Okay, two things. Snakes on a Plane was officially an action thriller with horror elements, but it was considered campy and unintentionally.
Campy.
Hilarious.
I like that word.
Yeah, that's a good word. I've been using it more recently. Really? Campy. Yeah, campy. It's like, oh, damn, that's a campy.
And then this, back to the anaconda, what's the biggest animal it can eat? This says it could even consume a cow.
Wow.
Although it's extremely rare and borderline legendary.
Okay, legend.
Borderline legendary.
My legend. Like, there's not a lot of anacondas out there, right?
I think there is in the Amazon, dude.
Oh, there's like a bunch. Ton. Anacondas, like, as in, like, the big fucking earthy ones.
Wait, Jared, can you look up biggest anaconda in the world?
Yeah.
A picture of my pants.
You're out of control. Remember when you compared your dick to that Drake picture? Or you said, no, remember that Drake?
What?
Remember that Drake photo that came out? Or, like, he was... like flopping his dick or whatever. Zane goes, it wasn't even that big. I was like, I'm sorry.
The thing is that it wasn't it like that. But the thing is that you could tell that like he, sorry for you. You could tell that he was like more than half chub. And that's normally what we would do if we were trying to get a good shot of it. You can tell that he did that. And in that sense, it wasn't that crazy. It looked like a normal size. I thought it was a normal size because it was the same size as mine. And if you think that's big,
then sue me.
Then I don't have a small penis like I thought I had. So.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing, nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Continue with the anacondas.
It says the biggest species is the northern green anacondas, with one specimen named Anna Julia measuring 20.7 feet and weighing 440 pounds.
Wait, 20 feet? I feel like that's not that long.
20 feet for an animal? That's fucking huge. It's a two-story building.
I thought the biggest one was much longer than that.
Okay, wait. Is that the biggest snake in the world, or that's just the biggest anaconda?
I think anacondas are like the biggest snakes, right?
Let me see if there's a difference. Oh, shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
Titanoboa. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that, which lived about 60 million years ago. Could reach the lengths of 42 to 50 feet. And weigh over a ton.
Hell no.
Can we talk about the 60 million years ago? Like, oh, this is like another one of those things where it's very like, how the fuck do you know it's 60 million years old? Like, how can you as a human be living for 50 years can like learn that something is 60 million years old? It doesn't make sense.
Well,
it's, the math doesn't make
it's
sense.
It's fossils, is it?
It's fossils.
Yeah, but how can you? I just how can you look at a bone and be like 60 million
well,
years old?
They're not just looking at it; they're testing it.
Testing on what machine?
The carbon
machine that was
dating.
Built in our time. Yes. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't.
Because we have learned that atoms have half lives, right? And they deteriorate over time, and we know exactly how long these atoms last, and so we can see by how much is left.
Oh, and we've all been alive to know that it's last 60 million years, right? Who fucking was alive for that long that tested that
Zane,
shit?
Zane is starting to sound like me, huh?
It just bugs me. It bugs me because it just sounds just like full of shit. It sounds like, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like religion. It's like we're all listening to one person that wrote a book. I can also write a book. I can write anything. I can put anything in a book and go to a new island and be like, this is real. This is what happened. And then, and everyone, I can convince everybody that what I told them is real. You
it's
know
like,
what I mean?
It's that with, oh yeah, that star, that's 20 million light years away.
Go fuck yourself.
It takes 20 million years for the light to travel. I'm like, bruh.
Like,
come on.
I did see a video recently where they showed the scale of just the Milky Way galaxy.
No,
and they
it
were,
makes me spiral.
They were like, if the Milky Way galaxy was the size of North America, our sun, which is already like 8 million times larger than Earth, would be 6 nanometers big. Like, it would be smaller.
Was it
than,
the one where it was all like, it showed first like the whole,
yeah,
and it keeps getting smaller and smaller how small
in.
You are?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I saw that video when I was high a long time ago, and I had a meltdown.
No.
It was an insane experience. Yeah. It really makes you like not care about anything anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A little bit.
Like, we're all so fucking small.
And just like,
that's what they, Zane, so that's unimportant. That's what they want you to feel. And it's working.
And that's how they want you to think.
They want you to feel like your life is meaningless and you're floating in the middle of nothing with no purpose. Don't let it get you.
I know, but
don't let them.
There's something nice about like, reminding yourself, like, don't take it so seriously.
Yeah.
You know, everything's going to be okay.
We're on a floating rock.
Exactly.
It's fine.
Are we? I like getting on rants like this. It's like, it's just fun. It's fun to not believe anything.
It's fun until like, I go to bed and then I start spiraling. Yeah. Like, what am I?
It's fun until somebody posts this clip and they're like, Zane's a fucking idiot, and then I spiral.
It's like, oh, you want to see spiral?
Yeah, but
and this is why not everybody should have podcast equipment.
Exactly.
So when I see that comment, I'm like,
make podcast equipment more expensive. I love those comments. Because right. I agree. I like those comments. I'm like, yeah,
true.
I agree. Are these AI pictures? Like, what is that?
Yes.
What, is that on a
100%.
The one, okay. No.
Can you imagine that existed? Hiking? Imagine. Oh my God.
I do want to know about your hair. Because you're a little bit of a ginger right now. It's the winter look.
It's really, this is a journey. I'm on a hair journey right now, and I'm like trying to figure out, I've been trying to figure it out for a long time.
Yeah.
And it like pisses me off because I don't have good natural hair. Like, my hair is very pubic-y hairy.
I remember you saying.
So when I try to gel it, I try to do anything, blow dry it. Literally, I've tried so many different, I've hired people to try to like make my hair look nice for stuff, for events, and it just never ever wants to just stay looking good. Like, I'll put gel in my hair and it'll look really good, and then I leave my house and then it looks like I just stuck my fork in an electric socket, and then it just looks like fucking ass, and then I have to grab my hat and put it on. And so that's why I wear hats all the time. But I realized that if I bleach my hair, I decided to bleach my hair once for a video. I bleached it and I realized that my hair looked really good because it like strips your hair and it like makes it fries it. It made it thick. And then I gelled it after I bleached it, and it looked good. It stayed styled, and I got a lot of compliments on it. People were like, "Oh, dang, your hair looks really nice." Other than outside of the blonde hair that a lot of people didn't like, but it's because I didn't want to put dye on it because I was scared putting dye on it would fuck it up again. Uh-huh. Because you're putting like more shit in your hair, so that's why I always had it bleached. But I recently decided to start dyeing my hair after because I really want my brown. I just want brown hair again because I'm 33 and I feel like if
no more frosted tips.
Yeah. I just like I don't make music. I don't DJ. I don't need blonde hair. Unless I move to Australia, then I can maybe, I can bleach it back blonde. I actually, you know, maybe I should do that before this trip.
There you go.
It's okay, Zane, don't.
Maybe next time.
It's not like, you see, like it looks nice right now because I bleached it, because I fried it off.
Hear me out.
Hear me out, Zane. It actually does not look nice. That is just your...
It looks fine. But hear me out. What if you got a perm? Because you could do like a low perm where it's just wavy and then your hair would almost stick in place.
I could get a perm to make my hair look like this?
Not like that. So they roll it all. Like they'll roll it all in these
rollers.
But
I don't want to look like a TikToker.
No. Because you don't have to do like the really curly one, but a nice little subtle wave. They'll take it out sooner than like the whole time.
What if I have like my hair is like kind of like very thin?
Yeah. I have a really good perm girl.
Does she do your hair?
No.
What does that mean?
Fucked up.
Okay. Next time, I feel like I have to let it. Honestly, give me a year. And then
no.
I have to because I can't go to her now. It's fucking bleach. It's fried. I can't do anything else in my hair.
We'll talk after.
No, Leah. If I put a perm on top of this dead hair.
I think you should tell her. I don't know what the chemical is, but I think you can.
Yeah, people in the comments. Go talk to the expert.
I feel like there's a lot of hair experts that are listening.
Can
right
you get
now.
A perm?
Please. Yeah, please. Like in the comments.
Semi-perm.
I'll read the comments. I'll read all the comments. I want to see what you guys say, think about like what I should do with my hair because I really need help. And I talk about my hair a lot and it's super fucking annoying and I hate doing it, but this is the last time. Fill the comments up. All my salon girls, all my hair people that know this shit, let me know. Help me. And then
I think you should shave it off.
Just buzz it.
I am going to buzz it though before my hair turns my Heath.
You're getting another one?
Oh, you're going to go full like me?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I'm getting another one,
Leah. You're addicted.
Oh, my God.
I'm not addicted. Like, I'm probably going to
where is
like
it going?
More.
Like more in the
south. Oh, you always find a place. It's like filler. It's like you can always put it somewhere. Right? So it's like, we'll find places.
Okay.
We'll find places.
Is there an opposite of a perm that makes your hair just like a straighter?
Yeah,
you could do a perm straight or a perm curly.
Heath, I don't know if you remember this. I've actually permed my straight hair. I've permed my hair straight.
Yes,
before.
I do remember that.
Remember that? Oh. It was jet black. It looked terrible. It was the worst my hair has ever looked. And I told myself I would never do it again. Yeah.
That shit was flat.
It was so bad. It looked terrible.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. And also black on, like jet black hair on me looks so bad.
Really?
It looks like, it looks like I'm trying really hard to look young. So
Little emo boy.
I don't do that.
Yeah, it looked like a hairpiece.
A toupee. Like ooh. Remember Matilda when the guy had the fucking Matilda's dad? That's what it looked like. That's literally what I look like. When look, you try bleaching his hair. Look, bro, that's literally me. That's dude. Me and him have the same fucking journey. We're trying to figure it out.
See, because I was thinking, I have super curly hair. And it's really, it's kind of annoying sometimes. And I was thinking about getting it like loosened or
do
whatever.
A straight
no,
perm.
I
do
really
it.
Like your curly hair though.
Thank you.
I feel like it like fits you very well.
Just annoying.
I feel like if you have straight hair, it just wouldn't look
right.
Yours.
Can you like blow it out?
Maybe.
Have you tried like,
no.
You should try it.
Try it.
It just gets
like
really...
a Dyson Airwrap.
Oh
yeah,
get on the Dyson Airwrap.
We should try it. Have Reggie do your hair.
I just
once.
Also have no idea how to do any of that stuff.
Yeah, I don't either.
I feel
it's
like it'd
really
be pretty
hard.
Simple.
It probably is.
Once you see someone do it, you're like, okay, I got this.
And I've never had just any of that training. And so
fair.
But sometimes I hate my curly hair.
I'm just really happy that hats exist. Imagine like hats were just like banned.
Kill me.
We'd be so fucked. Just like never go out.
I'd be a hermit.
I would literally have to do glam every day like Alicia and Remy. Like before I leave my house. Like I'd have to get people to do my fucking hair.
No, I'm happy that like baseball caps were invented. Because like
baseball?
If we had to walk around wearing like top hats.
Fedoras.
Bro, just fucking.
That's literally what they expect you to wear when you go to some of these fucking nightclubs and these bars. You know when they're like super strict like Davy Wayne's?
No hats allowed.
Like get over yourself. Get over yourself. Like they let people with hats like that in. You're like, come on.
It is fancy.
Like fedora. No, it's not. I'd be so scared. Like if somebody showed up with a hat like that, I would think that they were like, gonna murder all of us.
The only one that's acceptable is the one that kind of like slopes to the front, like the Peaky Blinder.
You like that?
He wore it to those, your wedding shoot.
Yeah, no, cool. I love that hat, Heath.
Didn't you?
You don't like my
I remember
hat?
That.
I do. I think it fits on you very well. I look like shit with that hat on. I don't like any hats that don't look good on me. I just judge. I dug it.
You look like a trucker hat.
Yeah, baseball caps. You know, like the dad hats?
Yeah.
God, they make me look terrible.
They're so flat.
So flat. And I got a cone head, so it's tough.
Peeks through.
Yeah. The hat's just like floating on my head. It's like, why?
Even when conversations get unfiltered and the jokes move fast, taking care of mental health can still fit into everyday life. Talkspace connects you with a dedicated licensed therapist in your state through private messaging, live video, or audio sessions. Choose a flexible plan that fits your schedule and make support part of your daily routine. Need a different provider? You can switch seamlessly at no extra cost. Talkspace offers care for individuals, teens, and couples with thousands of licensed therapists, psychiatrists, and nurse practitioners across all 50 states. Plans start at $69 per week, and most insured members receive Talkspace for free. Support is available every day, at any time, so help can meet you where life happens. Talkspace is in network with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off of your first month when you go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80. That's SPACE80. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know there's a new season out, Heath. Did you see that?
Is there a new season?
Of what?
I thought Peaky Blinders.
I thought it was a whole movie.
Oh.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
No, okay. No. Peaky Blinders is a show?
No. They made a movie. Yeah, trailer just came out because my dad loves Peaky Blinders, and I told him, he's like, well, it ended. Like, they did the final season. I was like, you're wrong, because I just saw a trailer. They just posted it.
The Immortal Man.
Do you like when they do that, when they have a series and then they end it with a movie?
It really depends on, like, what is going to happen in this. You know, like, if the series is already wrapped up, and so just leave it at that. If this is like a prequel or like another part of the story before the end, I'll be fine with it.
Okay.
If it's past that and they ruin the ending, then go fuck yourselves.
Interesting.
I don't know. What do you feel about it?
It's like when they did the El Camino movie for Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah. They really butchered that.
Horrible.
Because it ended so good. And yeah, then they did the El Camino. It was nothing, right? Like, nothing happened in that movie.
It was dumb. It was just bad.
It was a passion project.
It was a cash grab, is what it was.
I heard it was bad. I never even saw it.
A lot of people didn't see it.
Let me just not ruin this.
It's because the reviews came out, and I think a lot of people, like mega fans, were like, I'm not going to watch it because I don't want it to like piss me off.
Yeah.
And like ruin it for me. So a lot of people didn't watch it. I didn't watch it. I don't want it like ruining anything for me. Heath, how you doing there? How you doing over being a dad and a father?
I'm just thinking about my baby.
I bet. Oh my God, dude. I feel like I bet like that's all you want to do every day. Like we're recording right now for like 2 hours. You don't want to be here.
I just want him next to me.
I'll say the best is the newborn scent.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The best.
Why do they come out smelling like baby powder? And there's you didn't put baby powder on them.
It's the womb.
You know?
Oh, you know what he did do yesterday, though?
He be cocky on you?
He gave me a mustard squirt like you wouldn't imagine. There's
seeds in those things.
Boy, Leo. I lifted the leg. Mustard!
Just dodging.
Baby diarrhea is gross.
Oh, man. Why is it like so yellow?
Oh,
you know?
It's crazy. It starts out super, super dark because they're getting rid of all like the cells and stuff that they were like absorbing and taking in the womb.
Oh,
so it's really dark. And then that flushes out in the first few days. And then it turns to that like bright yellow.
How often do you have to bring the baby to like the doctor to kind of like, do you have like checkups after?
Yeah, we took him to his first pediatrician, for his first checkup. I think like 4 days after he was born or something like that.
And then when do you go again?
We have a 2 week follow-up.
Oh, 2 weeks. So
I don't know about after that. I think they just do like the first one and then a follow up, like checkup.
I'd be so crazy. I think I'd bring my baby every other day.
A lot, no?
I think that once we do the checkup, we don't have to go again unless something happens.
Oh.
But they're trying to make sure they want them to gain their birth weight back. And once their birth weight's back, then it's like,
oh,
smooth sailing.
Yeah, I'd be so worried because like babies can't talk.
Yeah.
So I would just freak out and I'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm going to bring it to the doctor's office every fucking other day because the baby can't tell me if he's not feeling good or if he feels like he's mm-hmm. passing out or whatever the fuck they.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, your brain goes crazy.
You have that little owlet for their foot.
I have seen that, but then I looked into it and people are showing their feet are like burned.
Oh.
Wait, what?
That's crazy.
A lot of babies, the bottom of their foot is getting this like crazy sock. Red blister thing.
Interesting.
It's a monitor that goes on like a sock. So if they stop breathing or if anything happens, like this alarm will go off.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But then I saw people that were having like a lot of issues with it. And I was like, oh, I don't know. It seems kind of mixed reviews.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it would go off on like moments that's not. Nothing's happening, just like glitching.
This would make me more anxious.
Yeah, it's like one of those things
just
where it's like,
waiting for it.
Yeah, I would
like,
see.
Do you really need to like stress yourself out a little bit, like more than
I would see 126 BPM for their heart rate, and I'd be like, he's dying.
Yeah. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Why is my baby in a HIIT class?
So when are you gonna toss the baby in a pool? Because babies can float. But I don't know how. I don't
just
what
float.
They do.
You
no,
have to teach them to float, though.
Yeah,
I thought you might just like.
Oh no, I thought because of their like the like how light they are, like they're able to like turn.
Well, you have to teach them how.
You
to
have
turn
to teach them to roll over.
Oh, you gotta teach. I thought like they are instinct.
What?
Zane with his newborn.
I thought the snapping was just like.
Well, it keeps them to keep like their head up and to teach them the motion. They're
fucking dogs. I think they naturally like no. Because they're humans. Humans mm-hmm. are incredible.
Oh my god!
You know what's crazy? If you have a water birth, they could stay underwater for I think it's like 30 minutes
holy
before
shit.
You like that they're completely fine.
Connected to the umbilical cord though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would go above and beyond and get a little mermaid tail on my baby before cutting the umbilical cord and just like imagine that photo shoot. You haven't seen one. Have you seen a newborn baby mermaid photo shoot underwater?
Oh, his umbilical cord fell off last night.
Oh, are you going to keep it?
Ooh.
I put it in a little bag.
Oh, you did? You should frame it.
I grated it on top of our salad. Okay, tell me when.
Did you guys eat your placenta?
No, we didn't.
You can bake it.
Why didn't you?
People could ship it off and put it into pills.
They would just be crying the whole time. Just they're super emotional.
Zane, when you see it in person, the last thing you're thinking is,
"Oh, you took the placenta."
Wait, could I have that?
You took the placenta home?
Huh?
You took the placenta home?
No, when I saw it, I was like,
toss it.
I would have froze that shit. Oh my god, good. Yeah, bring it. Oh my god, imagine one day, like just keep it in the freezer until like one day you're like your fucking dad is just like doesn't know what it is. He's like, let's cook some steak. And he just throws it on the grill.
Ew.
Never seen
who was
this
it?
Type
who,
of.
Which Kardashian was it that cooked it and prepared it and served it to the whole family?
No.
I remember this, but I don't know who.
Well, he was like, I ate some.
I've seen it. I mean, you could also, yeah, I was going to say, one of them turned into
Courtney and Kim.
Yeah.
Oh.
Checks out. Oh, the pill, see? Yeah, you can turn into a pill.
Oh, it's a pill.
Yeah, you send it into somewhere.
It's in all of our Lemmy gummies.
I saw your Lemmy sleep over there.
Yeah, no, I fuck with it. It works really well. The way they taste, she should make candy with that formula. Like gummies, like actual gummies.
Yeah, they're good.
I toss them bitches back.
You got any tips and tricks?
What, babies?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm just like naturally a baby whisperer. But I will say, I feel like the most, like what I was doing with like a kid that I was basically raising, is just talk to them. Like they're like just a human. You know what I mean? Like always just talk to them. And then eventually, like I feel like when he was 9 months old, like he was already talking because he was like the only person in the room with me. So I was talking to him.
Don't talk to him like a baby yourself.
Yeah, like a baby. Yeah. Like, just have normal conversations and talk to him like a.
I've heard that. I've heard that a lot. I've heard that it helps a lot.
And they just become just like, I don't know. They just become like you could have conversations
mad chill.
With them.
Just a mad chill baby.
Yeah, just really chill. Yeah.
We know Mariah's not talking to him like a baby.
No, she
hey,
don't
Tony,
do
Tony, come here.
I would say too.
Can't walk. Hey, Tony, come here.
I'm like,
hey, Tony, could you grab me a glass of water?
This is like, I mean, it differs for everybody, but personally, I really, really strongly believe in structure, like schedule, sticking to like.
Like same time every day you do.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's those babies too who could sleep anywhere, but. Structure. That even makes sense. I don't even know what I'm trying to explain.
I feel like Keith and Mariah are like very built on structure, yeah. Right? Like, in, like, I think every day at the house?
I just don't like getting so into it where if something doesn't go accordingly,
yeah, you can
and then people
it up,
like
but...
freak out. Like, it's just like we're very good with the flow.
I'm trying to think of what I mean by structure, like not like a schedule, not like that.
Like, yeah, like a discipline, like yeah, say something you yeah mean it type.
Oh, Heath is or oh, he's ready.
Like,
oh,
kids need structure. Yeah, there you go. Kids need yeah structure as far as like discipline. Like, you yeah can't just be like, so what do you want? Like, give no them options, but there's also
I see way too many bad little fucking kids out mm-hmm there. Like, discipline is so important. Mm. But people mm-hmm like people like I don't. I feel like people judge super hard on like the way some people like discipline, and I'm not saying like physical, like yeah, I'm yeah just saying in general, like people, I feel like people are so anti-discipline to kids. I'm like, no, these kids are gonna be so fucking terrible.
Yeah,
they're gonna hate you. You're gonna hate each other.
Yeah,
by the time they're fucking teenagers.
Gentle parenting. Mm-hmm. Gentle. Sucks.
Yeah,
you got to have a healthy fear of your parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
That's.
I had a very healthy fear of my dad.
Yeah, I was scared of your dad.
Yeah,
no, but like it's good.
Then
though
you were an adult.
Yeah, no. I'm still scared of his dad.
But yeah, I think it's good. Like, I was just so scared of letting my parents down.
That, yeah,
that prevented me from doing so much,
mm-hmm,
like bad things.
Like, I let them down more as an adult than as a kid.
But cool, yeah. I mean, we're just learning as we go.
I was say, yeah, you'll figure it out.
Just kind of enjoying it.
Are you? How are you? Because I know you do a lot of podcasts and a lot of reading. How are you taking in like information?
Do my Google history, my TikTok history, just all newborn shit.
Is it are you listening to podcasts or are you more like just looking up YouTube videos and TikTok videos?
It's mostly like something will happen and I'll just have like a question.
Ah, okay.
Learning so like as you go. I'm just constantly looking things up.
Do you know what I'd be doing? I'd be, literally be like, day two, what should I be doing with this baby? Like, that's how I would be asking. Because I would be doing it by days. Like, okay, day 12, like, what should the baby be doing already? What should I be doing as a dad to make sure the baby's being raised the best that it could possibly be raised?
I was looking up just like best burping techniques.
Yeah.
Things like that. You know, that's my life now.
It's so scary that like, how you raise like your kid is how it's going to turn out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you're creating
them. Yeah. That to me is so stressful. Like I would hate to like, imagine like I raise a kid and the kid is a fucking serial killer. I would be so depressed with myself that I can't even like raise. Like, yeah, what did I do? What did I do? Like, as I was raising my kid, that he was like, "I'm gonna kill murder people." Like,
what went
wrong?
Some
of it's a little out of your control, though.
I yeah,
like that part of it.
But also, like, I feel yourself like some of these serial, yeah, right? Yeah. I feel like these serial killers, I feel like they did have like really bad childhoods too. Yeah. I really do think it's
a lot of childhood trauma.
It is childhood trauma too. Like a lot to do with it too. Because I've been through a lot too. We should talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
This
trauma
it
dump.
Yeah.
Should we talk about it on the Unwind?
Yes. Oh, God. So much is happening on the Unwind. This episode.
Good
wow
plug. Good plug,
good
Jared.
Plug. Thank very you good, Jared. Everyone's doing so well.
What wow a crazy episode.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On your new child.
Congrats.
Mr. Antonio Carl.
Tell Mariah I said congrats. Hi.
I will. Absolutely.
Tell Mariah, thank you for letting Tony come on the episode. We really
he came
it
on?
Yeah, we I had him on earlier.
It?
Yeah, sorry.
That's what I get for
oh, he was
late
talking his ass off.
Yeah, he was chatting it up.
He's a natural.
Maybe you can see him next time. Also, yeah, I'm just so happy for you, Heath.
Thank you, really.
What a
new beginning.
Thank
for you.
You got the papa glow.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Pops.
It's so crazy. Oh, I don't know why. I thought like Heath would look like different, like visually. I don't know okay why. I think I just imagine him in like a button up, like collared shirt and cargo shorts. Like,
maybe I'll change up the
just
attire.
Look like a dad. But no,
I should do a little switch up.
He's a cool dad.
No, don't be yourself, man. I think that's what's so like. I feel like when you have a kid, you got to still be yourself. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it so beautiful.
It's crazy because I feel like, well, I'm older for having a kid, but I still feel like I'm too young. If that's
you're
kid
a teen dad.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like a teen dad. Yeah.
That's. I mean, that's how I see you too. I mean, I think it's because we've known each other for so long, but like you don't
it
look like.
It still seems
you're
like I'm not at that
yet
point in my life to be a dad.
Yeah, I would say another 15 years. Honestly, like like you just don't look like you just look so like you look like a baby with a baby.
So weird.
So crazy.
And then I think about my grandparents having my mom at 16. Crazy.
My mom had us when she was like 25, 26. And looking at pictures, she does not look like 20. She just looks, she didn't look old. She just looks motherly. Mature. Yeah. Like it makes no sense.
Imagine us with
a
baby.
It's a different time. Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
It's different. I think it is just like the style too. Cause remember like older ladies back then, like when you watch these shows, like they're the same age as our mom, but like their hairs make them look so much older. It's like the short, like fucking, what do you call those? Like old,
it's like
lady
a little, like the Afro type thing where it's like, just like a poofy kind of.
Yeah. Short. But like if you look at them, really look at them and they like put like the makeup that you'd wear today and like have straight long hair, they would look like our moms today. Yeah. I think it's just like how they really presented themselves.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Send it out.
Unwind. We'll see you in a second. We love you so much. Again, if you want to check out the Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, you get an extended cut of every single episode, bonus episode every month, live Q&A every single month. patreon.com/Zane and Heath. Just check it out.
Nice. All right. You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all podcast platforms. The camera's right here. And video version every Tuesday on youtube.com/Zane and Heath. Everybody, make sure to show Heath and Mariah all the love you can on all their socials. They look at all of it. And yeah, wish them luck on their...
Yeah, hopefully we'll have a baby picture posted by the time this episode comes out.
Oh, yeah, baby, we're waiting for it. I know. I've been waiting for it.
It's the pressure.
You told me it's going up on Christmas Day.
I know.
Bitch, I had notifications turned on.
We were just busy, and it's just like...
No, I get it.
You want to soak it in. Like, dude, I feel like the last thing I want to do is fucking like try to post a fucking picture. When my child is here.
Us trying to get the little Christmas sweater picture I sent you. Dude, I noticed it was like taking like a while. We're just like, I just want to like hold him and love him.
I know that photo shoot took you guys 3 days to put together. But it was a great photo shoot. It was a great photo shoot. He looked adorable in there.
Yeah, he's really cute.
And your little angles with the hands. I was like, okay, National Geographic. All right, we love you so much. We'll see you, Unwinders, in 5 seconds. Peace and blessings.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye, Tony. See you. What's the Charlie? Good luck, Tony.
Good luck, Tony.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.